meteorology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Across the area, cloudy skies early, then clearing, upper 40s. Winds will be from the northwest between 5 and 10. Tonight, mostly clear, upper 20s. Winds will be from the south between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, we'll have mostly sunny skies, upper 40s, around 50. Tomorrow night, mostly clear, 26. As we enter Saturday, we'll have sunny skies, warmer temperatures in the upper 50s. Right now, it's 36.
Did you know that Purple Wave sells thousands of pieces of ag equipment, construction equipment, and vehicles at no reserve auction each month? That's right. All items sell to the highest bidders, regardless of price, with no reserves and no gimmicks. At purplewave.com, you'll find the equipment you're looking for, along with detailed pictures, descriptions, and internet bidding. Visit purplewave.com to start bidding anytime, anywhere, with Purple Wave Auction. Straight, simple, sold.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. A deep dive into the latest USDA cattle inventory report indicates a tighter beef supply situation for the coming year. That, according to Caitlin McCulloch, Director and Senior Ag Economist for the Livestock Marketing Information Center.
So the cattle inventory report showed that total cow and calves were down about 0.3%. And we get once a year a January 1 number, and then we also get a July 1 number. And so this is our signpost for what to expect the next year in terms of the cattle cycle, where the direction of the cow herd's going, and this seemed to affirm that we're still in a contractionary phase.
The 2020 calf crop down about 1.3%. The revised 2019 calf crop down about 2% from 2018.
That's about 500,000 head we lost in 2019. There are other some noteworthy changes, or lack thereof of changes. Beef replacement number was very close to a year ago, and most of the analysts ahead of the report thought that number for sure was going to contract.
She says the cattle grazing on small grain saw a huge rebound from a year ago.
And that's at 1.7 million head. That's a 7.5% jump from last year. You do have quite a bit more cattle there out in the country that still need to come on feed. And when that timing is, which is going to probably matter quite a bit to what we see in the Fed in terms of how Fed cattle prices react throughout the year.
Beef cow states, Texas at the top with 4.685 million head, Oklahoma second, 2.189 million cows. Others include 3, Missouri, 4, Nebraska, and 5th, Kansas. And registration is open for the special edition of the 2021 Commodity Classic. It will be delivered digitally this year direct to the farm March 2nd through the 5th. Now, the first 5,000 farmers register for free. Go to CommodityClassic.com to register. It's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
New Frontier Ag in McCook, Nebraska is Western Nebraska's stocking land roller dealer. You've read about them. Rolling your ground before planting can give you 3 to 5 bushel yield bump in soybeans. They can also be used to smooth alfalfa ground that the gophers are messing with. Rolling corn stalks after harvest is also a very successful operation you can do with a land roller. New Frontier Ag carries the Summers brand of land rollers and has them in sizes from 20 to 60 feet. Call New Frontier Ag 308-340-8989 for your land roller needs.
Good American Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier with the COVID-19 pandemic. Last year, backing up many of the courts across the state of Kansas, Kansas lawmakers yesterday moved ahead with a measure designed to help courts and prosecutors deal with the backlog of criminal cases caused by the pandemic. The bill also limits the state and local officials' power in setting restrictions in future pandemics. Cake News reports that the bill would suspend until May of 2024 a Kansas law that sets deadlines for criminal trials to protect defendants' constitutional rights to a speedy resolution of their cases. The House is expected to vote on the final bill today to determine whether it will go to the state Senate. In other news, the Cherokee County Sheriff's Office says the 2 Missouri men are believed to have drowned after falling through the ice. Cake News reports that authorities began searching for the men after the men's families reported they had not come home following a day of fishing. Police did locate the vehicle of the men. They recovered the bodies of 70-year-old Robert Sleep and 71-year-old Stephen Lemasters, both of Joplin, Missouri, from the water. No foul play is suspected in the incident. Good American Network News.
As COVID-19 vaccines are becoming available, Americans are eager to learn more, but frustrated about where to find answers. That's why AARP is working to protect Americans 50-plus by making sure you have the latest information about vaccines and the distribution plans in Kansas. Just visit aarp.org/ksvaccine to learn who's eligible for the COVID-19 vaccine in Kansas, when, where, and how to get it, and what you might want to discuss with your doctor. That's aarp.org/ksvaccine. Paid for by AARP.
Cake News on on your side with accurate, award-winning journalism every day of the week. Join Deb Ferris and Cape First Alert meteorologist Jay Prater weeknights at 5, 6, and 10 for the latest news and weather, plus sports highlights from all over Kansas with Cape sports anchor Chris Lilly. For investigative reporting, breaking news, and severe weather alerts, Cape News is your most trusted team in Kansas. On air, online, and on your mobile. Cape News, on your side.
A legislative audit says that Kansas may have paid $600 million worth of bogus claims for unemployment benefits last year. The report released yesterday by the Republican-controlled legislature's nonpartisan auditing division gave a figure that's more than double the State Department of Labor's estimate. The report suggested that nearly one in four unemployment claims paid last year could have been fraudulent amid a surge in filings during the COVID-19 pandemic. The department on Tuesday estimated last year's fraudulent claims as worth of $290 million. The department strongly disputed the audit's figures, but Republican lawmakers saw the audit is likely to be more accurate. In other news, police in Kansas City say officers found the body of a man at the site of a wrecked car that had likely crashed days earlier. Police said officers were called yesterday morning to investigate a report of a vehicle lying in a creek bed along Riverview Avenue. Arriving officers found the body of a man in his 60s. They say the investigation led them to believe that the man had been driving the vehicle on Sunday night when it left the road, hit an embankment, and landed in the partially frozen creek bed. They say it was in a wooded area, making it difficult to view the wreckage. Good American Network News.
Lucky for you, our internet is faster than a leprechaun. St. Patrick's Day is one of the highlights of March with its lively celebration featuring leprechauns, shamrocks, and all things green. Blue Valley hopes you have fun. Whether there's Irish blood in your veins or just Irish spirit in your heart, you'll feel like doing a jig if you upgrade your internet connection to faster speeds. Improve your experience with streaming, gaming, video conferencing, and more. Find out more at bluevalley.net.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Thursday. A bill that would impose harsher penalties on protesters who loot, riot, or commit other crimes has received a chilly reception from a Nebraska legislative committee. Some critics of the bill argued yesterday that it would infringe on free speech rights and punish people who gather peacefully. The measure was modeled after a recently passed Tennessee law and was introduced in response to last year's Black Lives Matter protests in Omaha and Lincoln that led to property damage and one death. Investor Warren Buffett's right-hand man says the U.S. stock market is overhauled but doesn't know when the bubble will burst. Billionaire Charlie Munger is vice chairman of Buffett's Berkshire Hathaway conglomerate. Munger said yesterday that the recent frenzy over GameStop's stock was driven by small investors gambling on the stock market like some people bet at a horse race. In a lighter moment, Munger also said that the secret to a happy life is low expectations. Nebraska, Mid-America Network News.
Did you know Kansans with disabilities are nearly three times more likely to be victims of a crime? Are you a Kansan with a disability? Are you also a victim of crime? The Disability Crime Victims Unit may be able to provide you with free advocacy or civil legal services to respond to your disability rights needs as a crime victim. It doesn't matter how large or small the crime. It doesn't matter whether you reported this crime to anyone. If you are a person with a disability and a crime victim, contact the Disability Rights Center of Kansas to find out if their Disability Crime Victims Unit can help you. Call toll-free 877-776-1541 or go to drckansas.org. Content of this radio ad is sponsored by the Disability Rights Center of Kansas and this station. It is supported by subgrant number 18-VOCA-55, awarded through the Federal Office for Victims of Crime as administered by the Kansas Governor's Grants Program. It does not necessarily reflect the views of the Office of the Kansas Governor or the U.S. Department of Justice.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. This year's theme for the Marshall County Fair is Summer Fun in 21, which runs July 15th through the 20th in Blue Rapids. Crystal Busey has volunteered to coordinate the county fair parade. As COVID cases continue declining, with Marshall County down to two active cases and Washington County just one, the Washington County Hospital this week will begin allowing inpatients to have two adult visitors per day between 2 and 7 p.m. All visitors must undergo screening to rule out potential illness before being allowed to visit and must wear a mask while inside the hospital. Visitors are asked to check in at the ER waiting room each day you enter the building. Don't visit if you're not feeling well. Visitors will not be allowed for patients who are COVID positive or awaiting test results. An arraignment hearing for Jefferson Good, who is scheduled Wednesday in Marshall County District Court in connection with first-degree murder charges filed in the death of Donald McLaughlin of Vermilion last January. A second man, Jeremy Penix II, has a plea arraignment set for March 2nd. It's yet to be determined if a single jury trial or separate trials will be held for the two accused of arson and murder. February 16th, the Hanover, Washington, and Bremen fire departments were dispatched to 2624 26th Road in Washington County for a report of a hog shed on fire. Kansas Department of Transportation approved bids for several projects, including mill and overlay on Kansas Highway 9 for 12 miles from the East U.S. 77 Junction to the South K-99 Junction. 12 miles of sealing is planned in Washington County on K-148 from U.S. 36 North to the state line, K-143 into the city of Hanover, and K-243 east of the Hollenberg Pony Express Station. Finally, a mill and overlay project will include 20 miles in Pottawatomie County on Kansas Highway 16 from U.S. 77 East to K-99. The National Weather Service will provide online virtual spotter talks this year due to the ongoing pandemic. 8 online sessions begin this week, running through the end of March. They'll last around an hour and touch on topics including severe thunderstorm structure features and safety. The weather spotter talks are open to the public. Anyone can register by going online to weather.gov/TOP/spotter talks. Then scrolling down to the calendar and finding the talks on the date you prefer. You can use this link provided with the date to register. Kansas Severe Spring Preparedness Week is next week with the annual statewide tornado drill planned Tuesday, March 2nd at 10 a.m. with a backup date scheduled next Thursday. The Homer Hansen Stadium Committee will present a public meeting Thursday evening at 5 with representatives of Mammoth Sports Construction, discussing potential improvements, including artificial turf, track improvements, and press box at Homer Hansen Stadium. Public is welcome Thursday evening at 5 at Landall Lanes in Marysville. Helen M. Crocht, age 87, of Marysville, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Friday, 10 a.m. at Kinsley Mortuary. Burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Visitation Thursday, 10 until 9. Family will see friends Thursday from 5 until 7. At Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Helen Crocht. Joseph Brungart, age 14, of Blue Rapids, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at St. John's Catholic Church, Hanover. Vigil service Friday evening at 7 at the church. Private family burial at the Prospect Hill Cemetery, Blue Rapids. Visitation Friday, 10 until 5, at the Hanover Mortuary, in charge of arrangements for Joseph Brungart. Chevy D. Immel, age 3, infant son of Chevy and Catherine Smith Immel, passed away unexpectedly February 13th. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at the Church of Christ in Marysville. Burial in the Rose Hill Cemetery at Axtell. Visitation Friday, 4 until 8, at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Chevy Immel. Keith Glenn Ayers, age 74, of Greenleaf, passed away Saturday. Graveside service Saturday at 3 at the Greenleaf Cemetery. Visitation Friday, 4 until 7, at the Ward Funeral Home in Greenleaf, in charge of arrangements for Keith Ayers.
For the life that's well remembered, when only the best will do. Cornerstone Granite Industries has the monuments right for you. We have the full range of choices and the best values through and through. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Granite works for you.
Cornerstone Granite in home has the monument that's right for you.
I'm Derek Schmidt, your Kansas Attorney General. Safely destroying old personal documents is an important step to prevent identity theft. To mark National Consumer Protection Week, the Attorney General's office will sponsor free document shredding in Marysville on Wednesday, March 3rd. Drop off up to 3 bags or boxes of documents at the Marysville Aquatic Center, 300 South 8th Street, between 4 and 6 p.m. and help keep your information safe from identity theft.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Upper-level system across the central parts of the Rockies, High Plains area, bringing a little bit of some clouds and a little bit of some scattered snow showers, but we will see clearing skies for today. High-pressure system overhead, we're going to see sunny skies for tomorrow, continuing into the weekend. Otherwise, temperatures will be in the upper 40s and into the 50s. So across the area, clearing skies in the upper 40s. Winds will be from the northwest between 5 and 10. Tonight, clear skies, upper 20s. Winds will be from the south between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, we'll have sunny skies around 50. Winds will be from the south between 5 and 10. Tomorrow night, mostly clear in the upper 20s. As we head into Saturday, we're looking at sunny skies, warmer temperatures, highs in the upper 50s. Saturday night, partly cloudy around 30. For Sunday, we'll continue with sunny skies in the upper 40s. That's a look at your local forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature, late February, 50. Record high on this date, 79. The average low, 24, and the record low, 4 below zero. Sunset this evening, 6:15. Sunrise in the morning at 7:06.
Which dogs are the best at guarding hearth and home? You might be surprised by which breeds are best at guard duty. A closer look on the Old Farmer's Almanac radio report.
You owe over $10,000 in back taxes. You've called every tax firm out there. They all say the same thing, making promises they never keep, and you're sick of it. What you really need is a new start on your back taxes. If you're faced with garnishments, levies, audits, or years of unfiled tax returns, we'll fight to get you the new start you deserve. Call 1-800-312-9995. Our New Start program will stop collection efforts, remove any liens the IRS has in place, and help you reduce your back taxes by as much as 80%. That's right, 80%. Don't wait until another tax season ends and another year of penalties and interest are added to your balance. If you owe at least $10,000 to the IRS and need a new start on your back taxes, call 1-800-312-9995. That's 1-800-312-9995. Let the professionals at Coast One Financial Group fight to get you the new start you deserve. Again, that's 1-800-312-9995.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, February 25th, the 56th day of the year. Musician George Harrison was born on this day in 1943, and Frank Sinatra's last performance before a live audience was on this day in 1995. Dogs are better than any other animal, and even some people, at reading human body language and distinguishing between normal and unusual activity. Those are the traits most valuable in a guard dog, not necessarily a vicious bark or bite. Breeds like Scottish Terriers, Airedales, and Standard Poodles are often cited as excellent guard dogs. Less suitable breeds are those at either end of the excitable spectrum. Herding dogs like Border Collies may prove too excitable, while those with calm natures like Bloodhounds may be too laid back. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Mid-America Network Sports for your Thursday. One of the major benefits of playing a full season pretty much on schedule during a pandemic is what the NFL learned technologically from 2020. NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell says the league has found new avenues of communication that will be common in future seasons. Goodell said virtual meetings have now become the standard in the NFL. We're not going to have as much in-person meetings when we get back. Goodell made the comments yesterday at the NFL's Women's Career in Football Forum. He went on to say that, "I think technology is something we have embraced and will make us better." A national report released yesterday brings to the surface a prior sexual harassment investigation into Les Miles, the current head coach at the University of Kansas and former Louisiana State University head football coach. The USA Today report said in 2013, Miles weathered an internal investigation into allegations that he sexual harassed and made sexist comments about student workers. Mid-America Network Sports.
It's officially National FFA Appreciation Month, and FFA Week is February 20th through the 27th. Here at Mid-America Ag Network, we salute all FFA members across the Mid-America region. Join us here on the Mid-America Ag Network as we talk with FFA chapter leaders, advisors, and students all through February about the opportunities that FFA provides for our future generations. National FFA Week, February 20th through the 27th, Mid-America Ag Network salutes our local FFA members.
Bobcat invented the compact equipment industry. Now we're reinventing it with the all-new Bobcat R-Series loaders. Completely redesigned from the ground up, R-Series loaders are the most powerful, durable loader Bobcat has ever built. Experience unmatched power and performance firsthand by visiting White Star Machinery. We have the new Bobcat T66 and T76 in stock and ready to work. While you're here, check out the all-new R2 Series excavators. Give us a call at 316-838-3321 to schedule a demo today.
The latest federal bill related to college sports would allow athletes to earn money from endorsements, loosen restrictions around transfers, and permit players to return to school after entering a professional league's draft. The proposed legislation introduced yesterday by U.S. Senator Jerry Moran of Kansas also would require the wealthiest athletic programs to increase spending on long-term medical care for athletes. Now to Tiger. In a career filled with remarkable comebacks, Tiger Woods faces perhaps his toughest recovery of all. The golf star driving alone on a sweeping downhill stretch of road through coastal L.A. suburbs on Tuesday when his SUV struck a raised median, crossed into oncoming lanes, and flipped several times. Dr. Anish Mahajan, chief medical officer, says Woods shattered bones in his lower leg in multiple places. Some of his fractures went through the skin and were stabilized by a rod, while screws and pins were used for his ankle and foot injuries. Authorities say there was no evidence of drugs or alcohol. Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports.
1A Substate Basketball pairings announced with quarterfinal play beginning this Thursday and Friday. Hanover number 1 and Wetmore number 2 girls and boys teams are top seed in the Axel Substate and all receive a bye in the first round. Thursday night, 5th seed Axel girls tip off at 4th seed Blue Valley. 3rd seed Lynn girls host 6th seed Pike Valley. On the boys' side, 4th seed Axta will host Blue Valley Friday night. 6th seed Lynn tips off at 3rd seed Pike Valley. Semifinals the following Thursday and Friday, March 4th and 5th at Axta High School with a championship Saturday, March 6th. In the Centralia Substate, Jackson Heights girls are top seed with a bye. 2nd seed Donovan West will host Troy. 3rd seed Frankfort girls host Onega this Thursday. And 5th seed Centralia girls tip off at Clifton Clyde. Clifton Clyde boys are top seed with a bye. 2nd seed Frankfort boys host Onega Friday. 3rd seed Jackson Heights host Troy. And 4th seed Centralia boys will host Donovan West. Winners advance to semifinals the following Thursday and Friday, March 4th and 5th at Centralia, with the championship Saturday, March 6th. Brackets are posted on our website, KeyIndyYRadio.com. Class 2A and 3A Substate basketball pairings released Wednesday. Class 3A girls, Marysville's the number 6 seed, tipping off at 3rd seed Royal Valley Monday evening at 7. Marysville boys are the 2nd seed. They'll host 7th seed Sabetha Tuesday evening at 7. In Class 2A boys, 4th seed Washington County will host 5th seed Valley Heights Monday at 7. And in 2A girls, top seed Valley Heights will host 8th seed Republic County Tuesday at 7, while 3rd seed Washington County will host number 6 seed Valley Falls Tuesday evening at 7.
Turn off the grow lights, gather a few milk jugs and potting mix, and start planting seeds. Winter sowing is a way to start transplants from seeds outdoors without a greenhouse or cold frame. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Punch 4 small holes in the bottom of the jug for drainage. Next, partially cut the jug to create a hinged lid. Make your cut about 3 to 4 inches above the bottom, leaving the area by the handle attached. Fill the bottom with potting mix. Plant seeds at the recommended depth and spacing, or even a bit closer. Gently water until the excess runs out the bottom of the container. Label the inside and outside of the jug with a permanent marker. Close the lid and seal it shut with duct tape. Remove the cap and set your milk jug cold frame in a sunny location outdoors where rain and snow can reach them. Planting dates vary on the growing climate, individual gardeners, and the seeds you're planting. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
The date was April 14, 1935, Boise City, Oklahoma. What began as a beautiful Sunday morning turned into something known as Black Sunday. The decades have passed, but that date is still remembered here today. The story is today's edition of The American Countryside.
Pivot BioProven is the first ever nitrogen-producing microbe that supplies nitrogen directly to the plant, helping maximize yield. Just ask Zach from Oklahoma.
The average was about a 5 to 6 bushel an acre benefit. Not only is that more money in my pocket, but it's less money I had to spend on fertilizer and wear and tear on my side dressing sprayer.
Pivot Bio Proven. Get what you paid for. The nitrogen that stays put, weather or not.
For more than 75 years, the VA Home Loan Benefit has helped millions of eligible veterans and service members achieve their piece of the American dream, a home for their families. Did you know that you could purchase a home or refinance your current home loan with your VA Home Loan Benefit? VA Home Loans have lower closing costs and generally enjoy lower interest rates than other borrowers. The VA Home Loan may save you thousands of dollars on your mortgage. For more information, visit www.va.gov or talk to a lender of your choice. Choose VA.
The date was April 14th, 1935, Boise City, Oklahoma.
Black Sunday was beautiful. It was Palm Sunday. Everybody was like, oh, it's going to be a beautiful day. We're going to be able to go have picnics and stuff. And a lot of people had went to church.
But as Jody Risley at the Cimarron Heritage Center Museum explains, the day quickly changed course.
Came up about 2 o'clock and that storm hit, just rolled in here. It was pitch dark. Chickens went to bed right where they were at and died. But they said you couldn't even see the hand in front of your face.
It's said that residents began a practice that many continue to this day. Jody says people make the link when they see one of the exhibits at the museum.
In this Dust Bowl house, we have all the plates upside down and the cabinets or everything's upside down. And about a year ago, a lady came in and she said, so that's why they turned them upside down? And I said, yes. She goes, my grandmother always turned all of her stuff upside down. And my mother did it, and so I do it. We just thought it was what we did. But she goes, that's why they did it.
That Sunday in 1935 is still an event remembered in many areas of the High Plains.
It didn't end until 1939, so there were still several more years after that before they were able to grow crops.
Most of those that remember Black Sunday have now passed. Their stories have been recorded as part of the exhibits here at the museum. Dust storms still occur in the panhandle, but thanks to conservation methods like cover crops, no-till, and other techniques, soil erosion has been lessened. Take a look at these pictures and read these accounts from the 1930s, and you'll quickly see why those farming methods are still an important part of the industry today, protecting the land and the people who make it their home. Traveling the countryside in Boise City, Oklahoma, I'm Andrew McCray.
Extend the growing season and protect plants, but watering can be an issue. Hi, I'm Jody Hanke. Use a drip tape and get water right to the roots as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
This year, you can attend Commodity Classic without leaving your farm because it's being delivered digitally and direct to your farm March 2nd through 5th. Outstanding education, top-notch speakers, and the latest innovation and technology, all on your computer, tablet, or smartphone. Register at CommodityClassic.com. And thanks to our agribusiness sponsors, the first 5,000 farmers who register will have their $20 registration fee covered. The 2021 special edition of Commodity Classic, March 2nd through 5th. Discover more at CommodityClassic.com.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live.
Houses or high tunnels protect plants from inclement weather, but the soil conditions are just like a desert, so plants need to be watered. Drip tape minimizes evaporation, and you can add fertilizer and nutrients through the system when needed. Joe Hannon is an extension horticulture field specialist at Iowa State University. He says there are three basic components to a drip tape system: the manifold, which is basically the control center, a water supply line, and the tape and fittings that water the plants. Hannon says he runs drip tape in zones by plants with similar irrigation needs.
So I'd put all my high water usage crops together, like my tomatoes, my peppers, my cucumbers, on like one zone, so that's all going to run together. And then I'd put on my crops like brassicas, like cabbage, onto another zone because that has a similar water use. Maybe if I had some raspberries, that would be on one zone.
When and how much to water depends on the needs of the plant, but also on the flow rate of the drip tape. Hennen says it's important to make sure you have pressure compensating emitters so the water pressure is the same at the end of the drip tape as it is in the beginning. How you lay down the drip tape around the plants is up to you.
Some people will bury it just 1 or 2 inches below the soil surface and about 2 inches off from the center of the plant. Other people will lay it right on top of the ground. If you bury it, wireworms can get in there and start chewing on it. If it's on the surface, mice can get chewing on it. It's easier to see if you have a leak or something when it's on the surface.
He recommends installing drip tape underneath any ground cover or plastic mulch. Learn more about using drip tape in the high tunnel at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Bugs me, a dirty windshield. When my view is riddled with bug guts, I hightail it to the car wash. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you be wise and thrive. When my windshield is clean, it makes all the difference in the world. I can see where I'm going and what's ahead. The twists and turns in the road, well, they don't surprise me, and I'm confident that I'll arrive safe and secure at my destination. You know, planning for your future is like that too. If you have a clear vision of what's ahead, you can have the financial resources you need to live out your calling and share what you have with others.
So write down your vision for the future. Maybe it's sending your kids to college or having extra money to take a vacation. Whatever it is, include it in your financial goals. Just make sure God is guiding all your money decisions. And look ahead to a bright future. When you can see clearly what's ahead, it's easy to be prepared. And it's easier to live a life full of contentment, confidence, and generosity.
Since 1971, alumni and supporters have found ways to significantly contribute to their local FFA chapters. Outstanding FFA alumni and supporters salute today's FFA youth during February with annual celebrations in local chapters and communities. And proud supporters of the FFA include Performance Ag, Pony Express Veterinary Clinic, Free CPA, Frontier Farm Credit, and the Blue River Veterinary Clinic.
I am Emma Brungart. I'm a sophomore and the vice president of the Valley Heights FFA. FFA has taught me responsibility and how to be a leader in my school and community. FFA influences others by helping them build life skills to help them in finding their career path and to finding success. I look forward to entering the equine industry after high school to better educate others about wild Mustangs. With being the vice president at Valley Heights FFA, I help be president in meetings and in activities that we will hold.
Hi, my name is Danton Gerchner, and I am a freshman at Frankfort High School. Well, I originally started in 4-H, but now I have moved on to FFA, and I show cattle on a local, state, national level. That is primarily shorthorn. FFA has just taught me a lot about, like, leadership and taking charge and taking care of animals. It just means a lot to me, and it's just how I've grown up with doing stuff. I'd like to learn how to judge meat. No, I don't know that many people that do it, so it just kind of interests me. I'd like to get pretty good at it so I could go on college for it, maybe.
Hi, my name is Dakota Gillig. I am a sophomore, and I am the treasurer of Valley Heights FFA. FFA has taught me the important life skills that I'll use in my future, such as welding, which I could use in a career. Learning to weld, I've been welding since I was 10 years old. It was pretty convenient for me to just get in that class, and I knew what I could do and kept getting better. I tried to get better through FFA. I've also learned how to do job interviews and speak in front of people from speech. I look forward to going to college for ag engineering and expand my knowledge into getting a job. As treasurer of Valley Heights FFA, I manage the chapter's funds.
Through service and advocacy, through their alumni organizations, through teacher appreciation, our FFA members during the month of February salute the FFA experience. And these area sponsors are proud of our FFA youth. They include JD Construction, Bruce's Body Shop, Schroller Collision Center, the Washington County Veterinary Clinic, and Murraysville Mutual Insurance.
A vision of ag technology for all, regardless of farm size. That's ahead on Farm to Fork. Farmers, are you tired of using talc and graphite? I never imagined getting excited about a seed lubricant, but then I never expected anything like Dust. Dust is made 100% from U.S. soy, and that makes it cleaner and safer to use than traditional talc and graphite. Dust is farmer-proven in the field. The future of seed lubricants is here. Go to lowmutech.com for details. That's lowmutech.com or call 844-GET-DUST.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Amy Wu has a vision for ag technology, that it will be available to farmers large to small. Wu is the founder of From Farms to Incubators, a multimedia platform telling the stories of women leaders and innovators in ag tech.
I feel like innovation technology really gives an opportunity for growers of all different sizes. We're not just talking about the big ag companies, but also potentially medium to smaller farmers to manage soil better, to manage pests better.
Right now, says Wu, some of that innovative technology can be expensive.
I think eventually it's going to be more accessible to farmers of different sizes or folks who want to start their own farm to have access to food or to share it with their neighbors, and they'll have hopefully access to these technologies as well.
Wu says ag technology is an area of opportunity for women in science.
It's an exciting time, actually, as well, because of this need for new innovation or technologies. And there's so many amazing women who have STEM backgrounds who are actually able to get into the door and contribute with their creativity and their entrepreneurial spirit.
Wu's comments came during a panel discussion sponsored by Food Tank. There's a link to a video of that panel at NorthShoreProductions.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Ag News, Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. Well, the brutally cold February temperatures may have taken a toll on the winter wheat crop in some states. We get more information from USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey.
We are looking at winter wheat in the major production states ranging from the best of 11% very poor to poor in Montana and 14% in Oklahoma to the other end of the spectrum, where we see 29% very poor to poor in Colorado and 31% in Texas. Some of that Texas very poor to poor rating could be related to some of the freeze impacts. We did see 22% of the Texas winter wheat crop all in the southern part of the state had already headed out at the time of the February deep freeze. And it is possible that some of that heading wheat will not be able to produce grain because it was hit at a very sensitive time in terms of its development.
That's USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey in Kansas. The winter wheat condition is rated 8% very poor, 18% poor, 34% fair, 37% good, and 3% excellent. In other news, farmers and ranchers still have time to respond to their 2020 local food marketing practices survey. The Department of Agriculture's NAS will continue to accept responses through April to ensure an accurate picture of U.S. local and regional food systems. The 2020 local food marketing practices survey is part of the Census of Agriculture program and required by federal law. These federal laws require producers to respond and USDA to keep identities and answers confidential. Over the next several weeks, NAS will follow up with additional mailings and phone calls to farmers and ranchers who have not yet responded. You're encouraged to complete your questionnaire online at agcounts.usda.gov. And they would like for you to respond as soon as possible. Ag News, Mid-America Ag Network.
Midwest Kia is celebrating President's Day all month long with huge savings on over 200 new Kias. Check out the all-new 2021 Kia lineup and save big no matter what you choose. This month, get 0% APR financing for up to 75 months on select new 2021 Kia models. And while they last, get dealer discounts up to $12,000 on remaining new 2020 Kias in stock. The President's Day sales event is going on now with the all-new three-row Kia Sorento, the sporty K5, and the versatile Seltos with standard all-weather drive. No matter what you choose, you'll drive away with Kia's market-leading 10-year warranty. Come see us or shop online at MidwestKia.com.
We want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Offers on select models with approved credit plus tax and fees. Not all customers qualify. Limited air financing on sporty Nero, Cadenza, K900 through KMN with 1333.1000 finance. Example, 2020 K900. Stock number K8573. Limited powertrain warranty. See dealer for details. Expires 2021.
120 years of Angus experience at your fingertips. Join Laughlin Ranch Saturday, March 7th for their 120-year celebration production sale at the ranch in Olsburg. They're offering 90 head of yearling, 18-month-old and 2-year-old Angus bulls, halter broke show heifers, high-production females, and embryo packages. Sale starts at noon, March 7th at Laughlin Ranch, 3 miles south of Olsburg, Kansas. For more information, call RD at 785-587-5852 or visit them at LaughlinRanch.com.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. Despite a regulatory freeze, eligible farmers can still sign up for CFAP 2.1 funding. Michael Clement shares more on how to sign up for the latest round of COVID relief.
The Biden administration issued a regulatory freeze to review federal programs, including the Coronavirus Food Assistance Program 2.1 for farmers and ranchers. American Farm Bureau Federation economist Michael Neveu says, however, farmers can and should sign up for the program now.
Yes, they can, and we highly encourage them to do so. There's been some conversation around potentially the program being canceled. That is not the case. It's just a temporary freeze. This is pretty common when you get a new administration coming in, and once they get all of their people in place, we highly expect the program to be moving forward. So with this, we still encourage farmers to apply. They are still accepting applications. They just aren't processing payments at this point.
Neveu says the latest round of assistance was expanded to include contract growers.
Many producers were left out of the CARES Act and original CFAP programs because farmers who raise animals under a contract for another entity that owns those animals could not participate. In this recent announcement, USDA clarified that contract producers of broilers, turkeys, chicken eggs, laying hens, and hogs who suffered a drop in revenue in 2020 due to the pandemic are now eligible for assistance.
Neveu says the deadline to apply is approaching quickly.
Newly eligible producers who need to submit a CFAP application or producers who need to modify an existing one have to do so by February 26. They can do that at their local USDA service center, or they can find additional information at USDA's CFAP website.
Michael Clements, Washington.
And the National Association of State Departments of Agriculture asking USDA for more flexibility in the use of specialty crop block grants. Specifically, they're seeking additional flexibility in the Consolidated Appropriation Act of 2021 to enhance the responses to the continued demands that COVID-19 has placed on the industry. Tag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Sixth annual Flatiron Angus production sale Wednesday afternoon, March 10th, 1 o'clock at the ranch, 524 17th Road, Haddam, Kansas. Heath and Bob Allen, Flatiron Angus.com. Selling 50 powerful yearling and long yearling Angus and Sem Angus bulls, 12 commercial 3-year-old pairs, and 25 open commercial Angus heifers. Sixth annual Flatiron Angus production sale Wednesday afternoon, March 10th at the ranch near Haddam, Kansas. Heath and Bob Allen, FlatironAngus.com.
Reduce your crop production costs by hiring a custom harvester. They have the machinery, the employees, and will do the work for you on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
America's farmer-led, farmer-focused experience is coming direct to your farm this year. The 2021 Commodity Classic will be delivered digitally March 2nd through 5th with an impressive lineup of great speakers, education, innovation, and technology. And if you're one of the first 5,000 farmers to register, you'll have your $20 registration fee covered thanks to our generous agribusiness sponsors. The 2021 Special Edition of Commodity Classic, March 2nd through 5th. Discover more and register today at commodityclassic.com.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live.
Machinery is often the biggest expense in a farming operation, from the initial purchase to supplemental vehicles and equipment needed to long-term ownership costs. Not having debt on harvest equipment can have a profoundly positive effect on the balance sheet. So how then do you get the crop out of the field? Hire someone else to do it. Raina Zeller is on the board of directors for U.S. Custom Harvesters. She says contracting with a custom harvester is worth consideration.
We come in, we're going to have the equipment anyway. We have guys that are specialized in working on it and things of that nature. And the other thing is labor. Labor across the board for ag is very difficult. And so we bring on the employees. The other thing that they would want to look at is insurance. Our insurance, we're insured to be custom harvesters, not only our equipment, but we're insured on the crop. We have blanket insurance.
There are things to ask and consider as you're searching for a custom harvester.
What is the equipment? The equipment that they have, is it what I need? Some guys are really looking into better kernel processors, or some guys are looking into GPS. Do they have the equipment that I actually need? Maybe call around and get references. That is one thing that really makes a difference. Is that custom harvester going to get a call for a better job and up and leave you, or do they have good references to make sure that your crop and the end result is beneficial for you? So those are some things to ask.
The work involved and all charges should be agreed upon in advance and written in a contract. Good communication, mutual understanding, and honesty are the keys to a successful arrangement. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about hiring a custom harvester and find a nationwide list of operators at agriculture.com.
Did you know that one out of every three mouthfuls of food we eat is produced by insect pollination, most of which is done by bees? In fact, bees are vitally important to food production. That's why modern agriculture is working with beekeepers to promote bee health. Ensuring a sustainable food supply requires each of us to play our part in preserving the land and protecting pollinators. This public service announcement is brought to you by Syngenta.
Market information from Mid-America Ag Network. We're still struggling with corn, with soybeans, and with Kansas City wheat as we roll through our Thursday. March Kansas City wheat is down 11 and 3 quarters at 644 and a quarter. May is down 12 and 3 quarters at 650 and a quarter. All three of the wheat markets in trouble today. March corn down 7 and 3 quarters at 551 and a half. May corn is down 9 at 548. March soybeans down 19 and 3 quarters at 1404. May beans down 20 and a quarter at 1405 and a half. March soybean meal down 280, 425.50. May bean meal is down 250 at 424.80. March bean oil is 88 points lower at 50.28. And May bean oil is down 88 points at 49.15. So not a good look in the soy complex. Corn and Kansas City wheat having some issues as well. Cotton is taking a pounding. March cotton is at 89.44. That's down 289. May cotton is at 90.71. That's down 298. So not a positive day for cotton. Things in the livestock complex are mixed, as they have been all day. February live cattle up 27 at 116.85, but April down 32 at 121.90. In feeder cattle, March feeders down 35 at 140.07. April feeders down a nickel at 144.70. Some of the back months are showing some green. Hogs had been up, but that has changed now. April hogs unchanged at 89.42, but May hogs down 52 at 91.02, and all the back months are also lower. So call it mixed, but mostly lower in livestock. April gold is down $20.70 now at $1,777.30 an ounce. June gold is down $20.70 at $17.80.10. We're also seeing some pressure on silver and copper. Market information from Mid-America Ag Network.
Midwest Kia is celebrating President's Day all month long with huge savings on over 200 new Kias. Check out the all-new 2021 Kia lineup and save big no matter what you choose. This month, get 0% APR financing for up to 75 months on select new 2021 Kia models. And while they last, get dealer discounts up to $12,000 on remaining new 2020 Kias in stock. The President's Day sales event is going on now with the all-new three-row Kia Sorento, the sporty K5, and the versatile Seltos with standard all-weather drive. No matter what you choose, you'll drive away with Kia's market-leading 10-year warranty. Come see us or shop online at MidwestKia.com.
We want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Offers on select models with approved credit plus tax and fees. Not all customers qualify. Limited air financing on sport each. Nero, Cadenza, K900 through KMF with 1333.1000 finance. Example, 2020 K900. Stock number K8573. Limited powertrain warranty. See dealer for details. Expires 2021.
Hitchpin is changing the way producers work together by connecting them with the services and resources they need when they need them. Why spend hours on the phone and browsing classifieds? Try Hitchpin's free agriculture app to keep you connected to producers and services anytime. You save the transaction fee by going to hitchpin.com and type in keyword AgView at checkout. Again, keyword AgView for no transaction fee on hitchpin.com. Hitchpin, your ag marketplace.
KNDY.
Today's youth face the future of agriculture today as FFA presents and tackles the challenges and opportunities for a generation going forward. A salute during this FFA week. From the Citizen State Banks, Blue Valley Technologies, Truck Repair Plus, and Farmers Insurance, Stacy Latta, agent.
Hi, my name is Samson Gerbschner, and I am a freshman at Frankfort High School. Well, I originally started in 4-H, but now I have moved on to FFA, and I show cattle on a local, state, national level. That is primarily shorthorn. FFA has just taught me a lot about, like, leadership and taking charge and taking care of animals. It just means a lot to me, and it's just how I've grown up with doing stuff. I'd like to learn how to judge meat. No, I don't know that many people that do it, so it just kind of interests me. I'd like to get pretty good at it so I could go on college for it, maybe.
Hi, my name is Dakota Gillig. I am a sophomore, and I am the treasurer of Valley Heights FFA. FFA has taught me the important life skills that I'll use in my future, such as welding, which I could use in a career. Learning to weld, I've been welding since I was 10 years old. It was pretty convenient for me to just get in that class, and I knew what I could do and kept getting better. I tried to get better through FFA. I've also learned how to do job interviews and speak in front of people from speech. I look forward to going to college for ag engineering and expand my knowledge into getting a job. As treasurer of Valley Heights FFA, I manage the chapter's funds.
Hi, my name is Jacob Flip. I'm a senior at Hanover High School. Currently, I am the president of the FFA chapter. So far this year, 2020, we haven't been able to do much because of COVID and all that. All the exciting events have been canceled, and it's just kind of been a dead year to be in FFA, I guess. But that goes for everything you're in, whether any organization. Anyway, that's about. As far as CDEs go, I'm kind of more involved in the agriculture side. I do livestock judging and dairy judging, and also crops, and then land judging, too. That's what I'm involved in. There's many other things that you can be a part of in FFA. It just kind of tailored to what you want, so what interests you, and that sort of deal.
Today's youth face the future of agriculture today as FFA presents and tackles the challenges and opportunities for a generation going forward. A salute during this FFA week. From the Citizen State Banks, Blue Valley Technologies, Truck Repair Plus, and Farmers Insurance, Stacy Latta, agent.
The Black Squirrel City's brand of classic country, heard through 7 decades across Kansas and Nebraska. KNDY Marysville is AM 1570 and FM 94.1.